three, turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hacker Spaces. This air level radio program about Hacker Spaces.
And a very good evening to all our listeners. That was Rave Age with the subtle song Intro Nitro. I thought it was a nice one to start off with. This is Dev Random. The date is the 17th of February 2011. And with me in the studio are Oki.
Hello.
And Brainsmoke.
Hello.
Who is hacking away at Oki's OV chip card, aren't you?
No.
You are not. Okay, well, that's good, because TransLink Systems doesn't like it when you hack their cards. It's not allowed.
There are just more malware cards around.
You have a newer library, I understand. It's called LibFreeFair.
Well, I'm trying it out.
Okay. Is it any good? What version is it?
Trunk.
Trunk. Okay, cool. Well, keep us posted on that. This is a Dev Random show. We have it packed with nice items. I'm a bit unprepared because I spent the evening in the dark room tonight developing some PCBs. Now, not that kind of dark room, Aki. Not that kind of dark room.
What kind of dark room?
One with UV lights, and oh wait, that doesn't also sound good. Well, let's just go to the other subject. You are here today to assist me because we have a lot of guests.
Yes.
And you're an expert on listening. You have a card and you have rules. In case I'm doing something wrong when I'm talking to our interviewees, just tell me that I should do it better. Any tips for me before we start?
Don't spit in the mic.
Don't spit in the mic. Well, we've got condoms on the mic for that, so... Well, let's just skip to our first guest. Matt, are you there? We should have Matt over here. I guess he left. Because Matt is doing a tour around the States, actually. Something like what I once did. But I wonder where he went. Matt, are you there? Help, Matt. There's no Matt.
Yes. I can actually barely...
Cool. I'm sorry, what's that? Oh, dear. It's
I can barely hear you.
It's the Skype again, I guess. I'm just going to call you again. Does that sound like a plan? It sounds like a plan. God, it's always the same with the Skype. It's why do people use this horrible technology? Why? Isn't there anything better? Here we go again. Oh, boy. I look like a fool. An amateur. Well, I am an amateur.
Skype is evil.
Oh, hey, Matt. Are you there? I guess...
Yes. Very well.
Can you hear us?
Okay. Yeah, I can just barely hear you over the music, though.
Music. You are still listening to music. Ah, that's right. Sorry. All my fault. Should be better now.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Sorry about that. See, I am an amateur. You are actually... you are from the States, I think. You are in the States, United States. And
yes, I am. Originally from Colorado, and I've been living in Los Angeles for the past 4 years or so.
Oh, wow. So you're accustomed with the hackerspaces over there, like 23B, Crash Space, Null Space Labs?
23B, absolutely. Noise Space, I will be visiting them in San Francisco tomorrow, probably.
Oh, I was talking about Null Space. It's a relatively new hackerspace in L.A.
Unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to that one.
Okay. And you're doing something I did a while ago as well. You were going to do a tour around the country visiting all these hackerspaces out there, right?
Right, exactly. So far I've been to HeatSync Labs in Arizona, and today I'll be seeing Syn Shop in Las Vegas.
Oh, excellent. You're traveling to Vegas now. Are you on the road at the moment, or...?
I'm pulled over in a parking lot under the Stratosphere in Las Vegas, just in my car using my phone for internet.
Oh, wow. Well, you're going to Syn Shop. I went there as well. It's a great place. But what is your general plan? What's your mode? You're driving around the country?
Yes, just driving around. So I'll be driving to San Francisco tonight. And probably be staying there for maybe 4 days. There's a really lot going on in San Francisco. And they have the tech shop and Noise Bridge, I think it's called. And the Crucible. I believe there's a couple others that I haven't been able to really investigate much further than that. But so, yeah, absolutely. I'm excited about being in San Francisco.
So are you on any kind of schedule here, or is it do you just have all the time of the world?
I have a pretty open schedule. The only real constraint is that there's certain things that are happening in different places, and I just want to be able to make it for that. Like there's a grand opening for the tech shop in San Francisco this Saturday, so I want to make it for that, and I want to make it to Seattle by next weekend. But other than that, I don't really have any constraints.
Wow, excellent. Because, when I did it, I had a plane to catch back home, of course. And that made it really fast-paced. I never stayed anywhere for longer than a couple of days. I believe you've been in Arizona for a week or something?
It was about, are you familiar with the Renaissance festivals that are popular in the United States?
I'm not. Tell us about it.
Well, it's basically just a medieval fair, and people get dressed up and that sort of thing. I had a friend that was working there, so I visited her while I was in Arizona, and then after that I went to HeatSync. So I was in Arizona for a little bit longer than what I probably would have been.
Okay, and so you met some people there. You even talked to the people of the hackerspace. We have an interview that you did because you actually found a podcast studio there, right?
Right, exactly. It was very convenient and just fantastic people all around between Heatsink Labs and Gangplank, which made Heatsink Labs, it was possible for Heatsink Labs to have a space because of Gangplank, which is just this really incredible collaboration suite where anybody can come there and work. Any business can just come there and sit down and use their internet and their space. And it's sort of amazing the kind of synergy that happens between the groups there, between Heatsink Labs and Gangplank and everything else. It's very unique, I think.
Wow, that sounds pretty amazing. I'm sorry I missed it on my travels. Keep us up to date. I mean, you will be hopefully doing some more reporting for us on the Signal. We talked a bit about that, keeping us up to date on what you see and where you end up. And who knows, people will follow in your footsteps. I said you had an interview with the people at Gangplank, Heatsink Labs. Let's listen to that. Thank you. Have a lot of fun on your travels, and I hope to speak to you soon again.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Oh, that's my... oops, I still had the music on there. How did I do, Oki? Was I listening in the right way? Did I make any mistakes?
Yeah, you opened the can. You should open it before you...
I did what?
The can of soda.
You can. No, no, it was on mute, so that didn't matter. No one heard that. Oh. Really, oh. Really. Oh. Well, without further ado, the interview.
Okay, well, my name's Matt. I'm here with Jacob and Jeremy, and they're with Heatsink Labs. So what is Heatsink Labs?
All right. Well, Heatsink Labs is a collaborative nonprofit workspace for the local area. We started about a year ago. A couple college students came out of a university advancing technology, and we had studied various different degrees. Many of us had actually studied like security, network security, and they were just developing their robotics program at the university. And we got a taste of getting our hands dirty and actually developing things that when we created our projects, we'd actually got like instant reactions for what we were doing. Kind of fell in love with that, kind of fell in love with the shop atmosphere. So when we came out of the college, we wanted to kind of start that for ourselves. Started sharing some tools with each other, and that kind of grew into, let's offer this up to the whole community. What happens if we all pitch in our money to get like a really awesome workshop, and what can we do with that?
So this is Jacob. We want to build our workshop in public. We want people to join us and come use our tools. As a computer science, computer systems engineering guy, you know, efficiency is key, right? And this idea of a workshop being built in a garage to be used 4% of the time is sort of a waste. I'd much rather use a workshop where people are around and where machines are being used to their fullest.
So how many people were initially involved in creating Heatsink?
So it actually started out with three different people. It was just myself and my friend Rick and my friend Sean. And we actually got together. They've actually ended up moving on at some point. One of our friends ended up moving up to Oregon and is starting up a space up there. I think it's called the Eugene Hackspace or Eugene Makerspace. We'd have to look that up, but they're getting something going up there. And then from there, it kind of grew. We started meeting a lot of people in user groups around the valley, like Phoenix 2600, and we ended up getting something put on the Make blog from a Make magazine online, and that kind of brought in a whole bunch of people. So based off of that, we ended up building a board for our nonprofit of about 8 people of various different positions. So,
oh, that's very interesting. How did you get onto Make magazine? How did they find out about you?
Nepotism.
I think originally it was we did a call out for our first meeting for Phoenix. I ended up bumping into I ended up catching Becky Stern, who is an editor for the craft side of Make magazines, set up there with O'Reilly. And she had a do-it-yourself group for Phoenix that she was kind of running for a little while. And just as we were going to have our big official first public meeting, I had sent a kind of a heads up to her and found out that she was actually on her way out. She moved to New York just as we were starting. So she was like, oh, that really sucks. I would have totally been in that group or gotten involved and stuff. But what I'll do is I'll go ahead and forward this on and make sure people know about it. So that's kind of our connection. That's how we got on there initially.
Okay, so it just actually turned out to be really great timing.
Right.
Excellent. So what sort of problems have you had in creating the heat sink?
Do you want to take that one, Jacob?
Sure.
I'll pipe in.
Not many, really. Money is probably always the problem, right? I guess some spaces start, you know, like friends put in $1,000 or something, 10 friends, $1,000, $10,000 gets you a place. That wasn't how this space was started. So money's kind of always been an issue for us. I mean, it hasn't been a problem because we've found great ways to utilize the community. We're currently hosted inside of another nonprofit called Gangplank, and we pay no rent there. So that hasn't been a problem up until now. Although we're currently looking for a new home, and rent will be a big deal. Other problems? Just probably on a personal level, as both on the board of directors, this idea of building something and delegating and trying to get other people excited and keep them excited over long periods of time. I guess I would say the biggest problem was sort of achieving the first level of our goal and not having the rest of the goal outlined. We had this idea the community would just take it over and run it. We're finding more. We have to kind of help with that and keep a vision strong. So we have a strong vision and sort of an idea where we want to go next.
It's definitely crucial to define that vision initially to get the initial sell, right? Like, this is the dream. This is the thing that we want to accomplish. And it's often when it's a really good vision, it's really easy to get kind of people to come in. But it's also really important to restate that vision and to see it, to state that where you're at the moment, how does that fit into the vision? And why is it, and what you're doing right now, why does that benefit that? So that people can continue to be motivated and continue to want to help and understand why we're doing things.
Yeah, to be thus vague, the issue is we said for whatever a year, we wanted to make a hackerspace and we wanted a place to work on. And so, we ran like basically headlong, for a year, we ran as fast as we could. We did awesome. We carved out first, we're meeting in a police lodge. We couldn't keep anything there. We moved into with Gangplank, and we got some storage space in a corner, and then we got a couple, like 100 square foot room, and then we moved again, and we got, I don't know, maybe 300 or 400 square foot, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Gangplank has access to much more space, but just for ourselves, and we've broken into another, let's say, a couple hundred square foot, another room. But so when we reached that amount of space, that couple hundred square foot, where we had a shop. It looks like a workshop back there now. Just for a few months there, we sort of ran out of steam, and people were like, okay, well, we did it. And we're like, well, whoa, we want to do a lot more. Our goal is much, I would say, much larger than a couple hundred square feet of a few things, a few lathes, a few, 3D printers, things like that.
So ultimately, what would you say that your goal would be?
Uh-huh.
Answer that side. So ultimately, we'd like to have a full facility that could facilitate all the different aspects that we've been touching on with the hackerspace. Have the room for collaboration, have a kind of a place where people can sit down and use the Wi-Fi to research their projects and collaborate and work with each other in a certain room. Be able to have our workshop area with all the tools and enough space within that to be able to cart materials around and be able to work on things safely. And also have the separation for things like electrical engineering and various other different aspects, like artist rooms and stuff, so that we can actually have people working on these different modular areas and stuff, but yet in the same facility so that they can all interact and kind of share ideas. So,
to give you just a brief aspect of what we have here, Gangplank is sort of a collaborative workspace. Honestly, where does a hackerspace end and a collaborative workspace begin? I'm not sure. I won't do their self and them. But they're sort of, again, I don't want to pigeonhole them, but they're kind of entrepreneurial-based and creative class space. So a lot of computer programmers, branding agencies, marketing agencies, many more things as well, so I don't want to pigeonhole them. They have, I don't know how many thousand square foot here. It's a beautiful space. It's in a thriving part of town, downtown, where there's places to go at night. They have, big meeting rooms to do presentations, and they've done conferences even here. So this is an ideal space for us to be at right now. Our main issue with this space is our couple hundred square foot. Our vision is this space, I would say, and with some small changes, and you know, add in at least 1,000 square feet of warehouse space. We've got a laser cutter incoming in the next 2 or 3 weeks, and right now we're not quite sure where we're going to put that. Behind that, I've already basically picked out a mill. We've got leads on all sorts of equipment, shop bots, plasma cutters. There are many more tools that I personally need to do my prototyping work and to do things that I want to do and that I want to expose the community to. And then there's stuff we haven't thought of even. And so I want to have space for all that.
So what are some of the projects that you've worked on, or what are your favorite projects?
Let's see, like over the last year, some of the fun ones that have really brought the group together. We actually just recently, over the last weekend, got together with one of our members, Jasper, who's doing high-speed photography. So we actually went out to the desert, got a whole bunch of different objects that we could actually shoot at and be able to get a really quick shot, which actually shows like the BB or a bullet or whatever as it's in flight going through an object.
Check out our Flickr pool, Heatsink Labs.
Some really awesome pictures on there. We got a banana, and we actually have this picture of the banana actually exploding midway through being split open and stuff, and it's really neat.
That's fantastic.
And just like the technology behind that, it's just making a custom board and having a battery that runs that out in the middle of the desert and trying to figure out all those problems. There's a lot of interesting scientific and engineering problems that are behind that to make that happen. So.
For me, 3D printing technology has been a joy and a curse. We've been working on that for some time now. We've brought a lot of good people in with that. And we've got a rep that's somewhat functional and a cupcake clone, which is somewhat functional. And that culminated for me in we had a one-year anniversary party, which was sort of mayhem and electronic music and a science fair. All in one building. It was quite successful. It was laser tripwires to get to the bathroom, and we 3D printed mustaches on demand. So that was probably one of my favorite community things we did.
Yeah, Tesla coils.
Yeah.
Running on the hour, EL wire stringing through the bathrooms and stuff, and voice actuated. It was a lot of fun.
That's excellent. Where do you see the hackerspaces developing in the future?
I'd like to see more hackerspaces collaborating with each other. We've had a couple wonderful experiences where we had different projects where we kind of collaborated on or were able to communicate with other hackerspaces on. And if we could somehow facilitate a way for them for all of us to communicate on things. What I notice is between all the different spaces, we kind of naturally start splitting onto different days where we have a focus. Like with us, we have a 3D printing night on Wednesdays and something we call augmented humanity on Mondays, where it's all about wearable computing and expanding upon people accessibility needs and stuff like that. And what I noticed is that if you look at a lot of different hackerspaces across the states, they've kind of split into a lot of the same different types of disciplines within that hackerspace. It'd be kind of neat to get those groups all talking to each other and sharing ideas. And for instance, we actually just did a workshop on a custom board called the Pebble. It was actually developed in the Melbourne space in Australia. And as we were soldering up the boards before our workshop, we actually got to do a video conference with the creator of the board. And he was just on the screen, you know, with his face, just kind of like watching us as we were like doing our stuff. And we had questions about the board and maybe even suggestions and stuff. So it's kind of a great feeling to be able to have those connections across the world, you know, between these hackerspaces.
Right, being able to give more than just collaborating between yourselves as
right.
What you've done and just expanding to all of the different hackerspaces and making it a real national and international effort. That's great.
Definitely.
I'd like to see hackerspaces legitimized in the sense that there's a lot of NSF money, grant money, these kind of grant agencies out there, and I'd like to see us compete for those funds. There's no reason that the kind of innovation that supposedly comes out of universities can't be challenged by innovators inside hackerspaces, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, great. Well, where can somebody find more information about Heatsink?
Heatsinklabs.org.
Yeah. We also have Twitter. It's just Heatsink Labs, at Heatsink Labs.
Might I add, Heatsink is HEATSYNC.
LABS.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, but yeah, we actually, interesting thing on the name, the misspelling was intentional. Heatsink is just really just an idea about Phoenix and our need for to get all these different tech groups to kind of sync together and exchange ideas and really have a presence here in Phoenix, which we felt was kind of lacking.
Has beautiful Google juice too.
It does. So, Facebook, if you hop on there, we've got a huge group on that. Another great one is we've got a Google Groups. So if you search for that, really active Google Groups that, interestingly enough and oddly enough, has no distractions. We usually have most people on topic and really generating some great ideas every day. So,
yeah, speaking of hackerspaces and getting together, that's one way. I follow a couple other hackerspace Google Groups discussion boards, and I recommend others follow ours so we can get some good cross-pollination there.
Yeah, definitely.
So everyone's invited.
Okay, great. Well, this is Jacob and Jeremy, and my name's Matt. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
All right, man. Catch you later.
As I was just telling to the people on Hackerspace Signal, hash Hackerspace Signal, the channel on freenode.net, this was CJeff. The song was called Autumn is Calling from the album Toledo Fusion. You can find him on c-jeff.org. That's with two Fs, c-jeff.org. It's a great album, by the way. I said that before. I won't repeat it. Meanwhile, well, we really have are in American mood today. I mean, we had Matt. I've got my Mountain Dew here. And, well, we have a live connection to New York, I hope.
Yes, hello. This is SciTech from Alpha Labs in Brooklyn, New York.
Hey, man. How you doing?
Excuse me?
How are you doing?
Oh, doing good today. I'm hanging out on the streets of New York, walking around on the cell phone.
Cool. And probably also thinking about the Hackerspace Challenge, I guess.
Yes. We've come up with the challenge for this month. Based on the call-in, a few people had some feedback. And we decided we're going to join up with the 555 contest. So this weekend, it's going to be this weekend, the Global Hackerspace Hackathon. We'll all get together and work on the 555 timer projects.
Cool. So,
and,
work on, the 555, for the people who don't know it, shame on you first. If you don't know what the 555 is, it's the most versatile integrated circuit, I think. It's got a lot of interesting components. It can be used to generate waveforms. It can be used as a comparator. And you can do all kinds of things. Basically, the creativity is the limit with the 555. Isn't it, PsyTech?
Yep, totally. I just saw a recent entry from NESID Hackerspace in Connecticut. They took a flyback connector from a TV and made a signal come through a spark with the 555 timer.
Wow, so I also heard a nice project this afternoon on one of the IRC channels, the ETH0 channel actually. Someone had a problem that his keyboard was not auto-repeating anymore, and he discovered it was a setting in his X server, but someone said, you can change the setting, but you can also put a 555 timer in your keyboard, which is the way cooler solution.
And,
so we've got lots of ideas here at RefSpace as well. The hackathon is this this weekend. The 555 contest is bigger though than the hackerspaces.org scene, isn't it? I mean, it was instated by a larger organization.
Yep, totally. Hackerspace.org. Check out more information there. And also, we're going to be announcing the winners for the cupcake challenge, which was our past challenge that we had past month at the hackathon. And that's going to be, we're going to do a live stream on Ustream. February 20th at 3 p.m. Eastern Time. So tune in to check out the winners.
Well, I'm curious to see who's got the honor of winning that, because there's been quite a lot of entries. I hope that the 555 contest will get at least that much entries. Looking forward to it. And SciTech, I will talk to you again soon about all these hackathons. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, GMC. Take care.
It's opening up, duck forward, get cold. Let go and come down, let go and come down. Let go and come down. Tonight it's your favorite shirt. Your head.
You Got to Feel It Tonight by Lorenzo's Music. Another great Creative Commons licensed track that is available on the interwebs. Talking about the interwebs, I read something on the interwebs about an event that's coming. We talked about that before, Hack in the Box. It's in Amsterdam. Okay, you are also co-conspirating with that.
I do know nothing about it.
He knows no, that says enough. That says that you're knee-deep in it. Someone else who is also knee-deep in it is Fish, who is on the line at the moment. And he just announced the Hack in the Box Hackerspaces Challenge. Tell us, Fish, what is the Hackerspace Challenge?
Hey, guys. Yeah, we launched the Hackerspace Challenge since an idea about a half year ago. We came up with the idea to do something more actively on a conference than the usual things, like showing off our nice hacking projects. We want to show the people how we are hacking, and that's the reason why I thought, well, we just came up with the Hackerspaces Challenge. But the main idea to show the people how different hackerspaces can build a project based on the same techniques, we thought we came up with the idea to use Lego.
Ah, Legos.
Are you guys familiar with the Lego stuff where you can build robots on it and so on?
Ah, the Mindstorm stuff.
Yeah, Mindstorms. We found a company who wants to buy enough Lego Mindstorms to build an awesome project. But I can't say what the project is going to be yet, because that's going to be secret until the conference.
Can't you give us a little hint? I mean, I promise we won't tell anyone.
And we don't have any listeners, of course, or
Of course not.
No,
okay, so it's going to be Lego, it's going to be Mindstorm, so there's going to be some programming involved?
Yes, you're going to be challenged on building skills, programming skills, and probably also on the beauty of the project. And there is even some money to win.
Ooh, money.
Ooh.
Money, money, money.
How much?
We have a total of 1,000 euros. We didn't decide that how we're going to split it. Maybe we're going to split it between two parties. One of the parties, for example, is going to be the total quality challenge, and the other one is maybe going to be the best hack. So we have to find out, and well, you can find the information on the Hacker in the conference.hackinthebox.org site, of course.
Excellent. It's not the only challenge that's associated with Hack in the Box, isn't it? Dr. Wex is also working on a pre-challenge, I think, Capture the Flag kind of thing. Dr. Wex, can you enlighten us? What's happening on that front?
Hello, hello, hello. Well, yeah, we are working on the CTF challenge. We're going to do a pre-CTF challenge, which is going to be a qualification in early March. There is going to be an announcement this week or next week. So you can all sign up and partition in the CTF challenge to qualify yourself for the Hack in the Box Amsterdam conference in May. So you can just sign up and do it from your own computer at home or at an hackerspace, because we are going to drop some VPN boxes at various hackerspaces, so groups can participate in the CTF challenge and play and have fun together at the Hackerspace.
That sounds good. We at the RefSpace are eagerly awaiting our VPN connection to the war zone. We've got a little team lined up. I'm going to ask you the same. Can you give any hints as to how we can win this competition?
Well, no. That's not how it works. It's we are strongly going to test you how good your skills are, and at the conference and the CTF at the conference itself in May, you can also lockpick yourself out of chains. So it's going to give another dimension to the game. But I'm not going to give hints, unfortunately.
Oh, that's a pity, isn't it, Brainsmoke? Because Brainsmoke, you're one of the members of our team.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you knew that.
Okay.
He's a secret weapon. Well, guys, this sounds great. Just once more, before I'm going to leave you again tonight, what's the site where people can find all the details?
Well, you can go to conference.hackinthebox.org, and you will find the Amsterdam conference over there. And one thing is we should mention, actually, the Winter Garden is open to the public. So if you don't have any enough money to join the total conference, you can join the Winter Garden, where the Hackerspaces Challenge will be and the CTF will be played over there.
Well, brilliant. So the Winter Garden is where the Hackerspaces will be, as Fish said. Well, I'm looking forward to it. And I'm curious what kind of difficult things they've got in store for us. Let's listen to a bit more of CJF, actually, because people seem to like it. So here is Petite Appetite from the same album. So this show almost comes to an end, but not before we go to a rather special item. Thing is, our friends in Belgium, they've guarded a very important world record today. At Whitespace, they are celebrating this happy fact, and I'm just gonna see if I can get one of these people in the show, and I have to do this while I'm typing. Okay. I think they're very excited in Belgium to have this this renowned world record that previously belonged to Iraq, right?
Yeah, they have a total anarchy for 250 days. Well, of course not. They have no anarchy, but there's no government for 250 days now. And in April, it started in April last year, so this year, April, they have like one whole year no government.
Wow.
So, yeah, they have a little mixture between the Vlamen and the Walen. It's like the French people and the Dutch-speaking people. And there are also some Germans involved also.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So it's
a
strange mess. Something's going wrong.
It's always a mess. It's like Ronflonflon, you know.
Ronflonflon. Well, I'm more like for the Dick Van Mekaar show.
The Dick Van Mekaar show. Meanwhile, in the Netherlands, there's a Hackerspace Hack 42. We also have some good news here. They actually found a hackerspace. They've been looking for ages for a hackerspace, and they found one, and they're going to have an opening party. That is actually the 26th of February in Arnhem, of course. And, well, they're going to have a barbecue. They're going to have an official opening part. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Are you going, Oki?
I don't know. I think I go more to Heerlen. Because in Heerlen they have also a space. It's called AKS-space. AKS-space. It's a hackerspace, not a makerspace. And it's near Café De Pelt in Heerlen. So, well.
Okay, so that's some almost Belgian beer there.
Yeah, almost. So. And they found the room, and they now just.
I think that the 250 days of anarchy have had a devastating effect on the phone system. Or they are already really, 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 really drunk. Well, boy, I hope I get one of these people on the line. I mean, it would be a pity if we can't talk with these people.
Are we just...
Sorry?
We can't phone to Belgium?
We can't phone to Belgium. There's something happening there.
We can even Skype to Iraq, to Iran and whatever, and we can't phone to Belgium.
That's what you get when you have no government for 250 days. Disasters happen. Your whole phone system breaks down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess we're not going talk to Belgium today.
Well, I can tell you that the space in Heerlen is very near the station, so it's easy for people who like to come with the OV, chip card, or something like that.
People
can travel for free, GMC over there, just for testing it.
Lip free fare?
Well, we can go for free to the space over there.
Okay.
Just testing our OV cards, if they work.
They probably don't.
I don't know. I just bought some tickets.
You bought some tickets.
Yeah, you know, they have now in the Netherlands, they have the cheap train tickets for like 12 euro. With some local grocery store, and you can...
Actually, we are connected with Hans.
Hello, Hans.
Where's Hans?
Oh, dear.
Well, it is connected, but Hans is just not saying anything.
Maybe he's in the Warteschleife.
You think he's too drunk already to... It is a big happening.
Maybe he is listening into some music.
Sorry, but you have reached the maximum amount of time allowed for recording your message.
Ah, it was his voicemail. Aha. So now he's got the whole show on his voicemail.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, that's nice.
Hey, can you do this for me? And you have to buy a phone, but you don't have a phone, so...
You don't have an iPhone.
No,
is not available right now. No. Please leave a message after the tone. To finish your call, hang up or press start to record again your message.
We'll just put some more bullshit on this voicemail.
Hello, over there in Belgium.
Why not?
Congratulations!
You've done it again.
Well, this is not going anywhere. I don't know. I'm done with all my subjects, and I was counting on the Belgium guys to actually be on the show. Well, that's kind of a letdown. I mean.
Oh, then I can tell you something about the Easter egg.
Of course, yeah, there's Easter egg
Easter egg in
up.
Hamburg, where they used to have the a long time ago in the 1980s, they had a Congress from the CC over there instead of in Berlin. And every 2 years they have the Easter egg in Hamburg, and it's like a small event, like a small community event. When is this? It is the 22 of April until 25. It's like Goede Vrijdag until whatever, like...
Goede Vrijdag?
Yeah, I don't know. It's in English, Goede Vrijdag.
Okay.
So...
Oh, well, so that's coming up. You're going
there. It's not available right now. Hmm. Please leave a message.
Yeah, I guess you're going there?
Yeah, I'm going there.
No. Okay, cool. I don't know if I will, but it's so many
today events. I bought my train ticket already, and it is even cheaper in Germany to buy your second class ticket than you... No, your first class ticket is cheaper than your second class ticket.
Ah, so you're traveling with class, finally.
Yeah. This is like with super discount, and if you buy this in events, then you get go with 50% discount in Germany, so...
Okay.
Yeah, they don't have overhead chip card over there, unfortunately.
They don't, well...
But you can always print out a PDF, and then they show it like, oh, this is my ticket, and it's also okay. So
this whole overhead chip card, for people who don't know it, it's the new public transport pass in the Netherlands, and it's... over the past 2 weeks, a lot of hacks have been publicized. Basically, you can edit the balance on your card. You can travel for free, and... Well, Oki,
yes.
We were talking about listening. You're not a very good listener. You're typing on your keyboard while I'm talking to you.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Get your card out. Read it. What does it say?
Well, houding in oogcontact.
Well, in English, please.
Yeah, like the four-second rule. I have to have eye contact with you.
Yes, which you didn't have because you were on your keyboard.
Yeah, I just had to... unlock it because it's on that how you say it, it's like it locks every time if I don't move my mouth, so
okay,
it's because I don't trust you guys in this space. And oh yeah, I have to ask, oh no, you have to ask more questions like neutral, what do you mean, yeah, doorvraging.
I'm asking questions.
Yeah.
Go on. Are there any other rules?
I don't know, it's like it's on the site, there's also more stuff. Who? The target? Ooh, Obau? Yeah. And the elephant part is like boring.
The elephant part?
The rule 11 is like boring.
Boring. You have to be boring. Not boring.
Not boring.
Not
no,
boring.
No.
Well, you're boring me,
with know,
these rules.
It's always... we have 5 minutes, so...
5 minutes?
Yeah.
But, is there any Belgium online? No, we're filling his voicemail, I guess. It's I'm gonna have a word with these guys.
I think they're at the festival. They tweeted all.
Yeah, but they explicitly promised me to be in the show. So
yeah, but maybe if you try to call them via Skype, it probably won't work.
No, I've got their the cell phones. The cell phones. Don't
maybe
worry.
We can invade them again, as we did last time.
We shoot and fix their phones because this is clearly not working out.
Maybe we're being topped.
We're being what?
Wire top or something here around here.
Possibly.
I don't know.
I
can tell you that Jekyll Applebaum was on TV this...
On the Dutch television, yeah. It was about Thor, I guess.
Thor and other stuff. I don't know exactly.
He's saying that the Netherlands is turning into a police state, I guess.
You
told me?
Yeah,
which is not a surprise, is it? I mean,
I
walked out 3 weeks ago. I came down from my building where I live. I live next to the central station, and all of a sudden there were these large white poles with two cameras in them every 4 meters.
Yeah, but it's for your safety, Jimsy.
I don't feel safer with those things. Actually, knowing that there's a guy somewhere in a booth jerking off on the girls in skirts that walk by, that does not make me feel safer.
Yeah, but you can always throw snowballs at the cameras.
You can watch snowballs.
But we have no snow around here. So
no.
Then you can throw some other things around.
You can put a lot of infrared on your head, can't you?
Yeah, but we can also do... they have this group, I think, in America. They make a theater place in front of cameras just for fun.
Actually, we had that happen at our space. We had a camera pointing at... at the crossing here, the traffic crossing, which is quite a busy crossing, and there were some people coming up with a big banner And well, it was part of a message. They went to the webcams all around the town, and every webcam they put up a different banner with a piece of the message, and then they put that all together on the web page, and it was advertisement for a theater thingy or something. Mm-hmm. But it was funny to see our own webcam in the well in their advertisement basically.
Yeah.
Now, it's not going to happen with them Belgians. Well, that's my own fault, I guess. It keeps ringing, which is amazing by itself. I mean, normally you get a voicemail or at least a busy tone. Oh, well, I guess those Belgians and their phone system and the energy, it's madness.
Maybe they are arrested. Like Nick Farr was at Har because he was wearing a suit.
Can we bury that joke already? I guess that's it then for this show.
Play some Pornophonique.
No, we're not gonna do Pornophonique. I have some. Oh damn! It's a complete mess, and it's all your fault, Oki. I blame you. No, I blame the bell. I don't know. I'm not doing this anymore. I'm gonna play some music, and it's a nice song. It's a nice and easy song to calm me a bit. It's called Surprise Me. Well, and what a surprise we got. Namely, No Belgiums. It's by the Spirit of Light. And with that, I end this show. And thanks for enduring the chaos. And, well, I guess we won't see you next week. Bye-bye. I hate it when people talk through music. That completely sucks.
Wilhelmina, kutje!
Ik heb er niks van. Het is echt... This was the worst episode ever. I think we should delete this.
It's a total mess.
I'm not gonna put this in the archive.
Well, just say...
Come on, guys.
Any votes for putting it in the archive?
What?
No votes, no votes.
We're not putting it in the archive.
Netherlands, no
oh,
votes.
Oh, shit, we have the microphone still up. stop talking through the... Oh, I forgot to tell. Next up, actually, that's about now. We have a show from Detroit. Hopefully, they do a much better job than I did, because this was inexcusable. I'm sorry. People talking through the music.
Can you play it again? Because I think I heard this sound... He repeats it again and again.
Well, there's a piano in the background. That's at least.
Do you think it's a piano? It's not like.
It might be electronic. You never know.
Maybe it's a.
It's a beautiful song. Why are we talking through the song? He's doing his best, you know.
Wait, guys, please shut up.
Damn it! Somebody from the record company said, like, if you talk to the music, then they cannot tape it.
You cannot tape it.
Yeah,
are people taping this?
I don't know.
Hey, don't tape this!
Because it's for the record sales, you know?
Please dial star 611 for assistance.
We get signal. Main screen turn on. You're listening to the radio program about Hacker Hacker's Places.